Friends, tonight we celebrate, of course, the great men and women who have gone before us in faith and have modeled for us what it means to follow Jesus. But in a certain sense, as much as this celebration is about them, it's actually more about us. It's much more about the fact that we, by our baptism, have been called to become saints. That we, by virtue of being configured to Christ, sealed to Christ, we have been called to live like Jesus. That we were sealed at our baptism to become priests like Jesus, offering our lives up as a sacrifice to God. We were called by our baptism to be prophets like Jesus by speaking the truth of God's love. We were consecrated to be shepherds like Jesus, taking care of our own self and those that have been entrusted to us. And so all of us are called to holiness. Holiness is not something reserved for the spiritual elite. Holiness is not something reserved for monks and those who pray all day in monasteries. Holiness is not reserved for priests and nuns and your grandmother, right? Holiness is for everybody. And we can never abdicate that responsibility that we have as Christians. Holiness, of course, looks very differently in different contexts. It's one of the beautiful images of this church being surrounded by these artistic tapestries of many figures in the communion of saints, because just looking at them, you see that holiness comes in all different varieties, all different colors, all different flavors. I live holiness differently than the mother of three. The doctor lives holiness differently than the janitor. Holiness looks different. But there are some common threads. And one of the common threads throughout the history of Christianity has been that everybody that's become a saint has tried to live out the Beatitudes. This gospel reading that we heard from today. Some have described the Beatitudes as the job description of the Christian life. The job description of becoming a saint. And so all of these figures and all of the saints that we celebrate have strived to live up to the high demands of the Beatitudes. Sometimes I'm not sure the Beatitudes are accessible to us. Some of them are worded kind of strangely. And I'm not sure sometimes we get the full import of what the Beatitudes are suggesting. And so just really briefly, I want to give you my own sort of stab at the Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit, meaning we're called to live with a humble disposition and not be controlled by the pursuit of possessions. Blessed are those who mourn, means we're called to not be slavishly attached to emotional highs, to know that a part of life is suffering, and that some things in life deserve our serious and even heart-wrenching engagement. Blessed are the meek. We're called to be gentle and docile, teachable, not always looking to overpower the other or to show off our strength. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, meaning we are called not just to avoid indifference and apathy, but also that our passions are directed at the highest ideals like justice and truth instead of our own selfish projects and pursuits. Blessed are the merciful, meaning we are called to deal with others patiently. We are called to not be perfectionists with ourselves or with others. We're called to forgive and to see no one as irredeemable. Blessed are the clean of heart, meaning we're called to see the world and others with purity of intention, without turning others into just an extension of ourselves, but rather appreciating others precisely in their uniqueness and difference from us. Blessed are the peacemakers. We are called to work tirelessly for community rather than division, even if it means slower progress and even if it means being vulnerable before others. And finally, blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness. We are called to realize that life is only worth living if there are ideals worth suffering and dying for. Friends, those are the high ideals of the Beatitudes, but ones in which these saints and others have found achievable through the grace of Christ and through hard work of building habits in which these grow in their lives. So friends, let's take up our own challenge to become saints. None of us are exempt from the radical call to become like Jesus, to love our neighbor like Jesus, and to love God with all of our heart, our mind, our soul, and our strength.